Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's program will focus on the swing bands of Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Gene Krupa with singer Anita O'Day, Stan Kenton, Jimmy Lunsford, and Randy Brooks. The Count Basie Orchestra was said to have had the best rhythm section in the swing era. This included the Count on piano, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Freddie Green on guitar. All went on to huge careers in jazz. This set contains three works by the Basie Orchestra, Jimmy rushing at the mic on I Keep Remembering, and then Topsy and Time Out. Thank you. This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. Edward Kennedy Ellington was born to a middle-class musical family in Washington, D.C. in 1899. He began piano lessons at 7, and then a childhood friend nicknamed him Duke because of his elegant manners. Ellington wrote his first song, Soda Fountain Rag, at 14, while working as a soda jerk. At 18, he formed the Duke Serenaders and performed at local events. By 1924, the band had moved to New York City, became the Washingtonians, grown in size, and made their first recordings. In 1927, Ellington's orchestra became the house band at the Cotton Club. The Duke kept his band together for over 50 years until he died in 1974 at age 75. He composed over 2,000 works in his lifetime. He was able to keep many musicians in his band for nearly 50 years. He is probably America's greatest composer. Here are a couple of Ellington instrumentals from 1940, Harlem Airshaft and In a Mellow Tone, and then Ivy Anderson singing So Far, So Good.
Thank you. So far, so good. tell me, what do you see? Such a romantic future for two, for you, for me. So now you're mine, so all is fine. You're the key to paradise. You're so grand, so fine, but let me knock on wood. So far, so good.
This is Swinging with Dr. Jazz. Anita O'Day was born Anita Bell Colton in Kansas City in 1919, but grew up in Chicago. She left her unhappy home at 14 to dance in marathon dance contests. After 2 years, she returned to Chicago and began singing in local clubs. Gene Krupa saw her perform and hired her. When Krupa's band broke up in 1943, she sang with Woody Herman for a while, and then in 1944 she joined the Stan Kenton Orchestra for 11 months. She and her husband were arrested at a party at their home by undercover cops for marijuana possession. After 90 days in jail, she went back with Woody Herman for a while and then went on her own. She had problems with alcohol and became addicted to heroin and almost overdosed. She was busted for heroin and went to jail again. She recorded a number of jazz albums in the 1950s and 60s, which cemented her place as one of the great jazz singers. She passed away in 2006 at age 87. Lined up are three songs by Anita O'Day and the Gene Krupa Big Band, just a little bit south of North Carolina, Slow Down and Massachusetts.
That's where I long to be, in my little brown shack in South Carolina. Someone waits for me. In each letter he says, the weather's fine, the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stray. To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise. Slow down before there's a showdown. gonna break down if you don't slow down. I've told ya I don't wanna scold ya. These arms of mine just wanna hold ya if you slow, slow down. You see a pretty face, then you forget your place here beside me. While all I wanna do is stay right close to you with your love to guide me. I've spoken, a heart will be broken. I take an oath that I'm not joking if you slow, slow down. If you slow, slow down. when you think of glory. When those minute men were done, they left a story where they speak with ease, Massachusetts, Boston, if you please, Massachusetts, where they can't say can't, Massachusetts, and where aunt meets aunt, Massachusetts. Spread the news around now, Massachusetts. Massachusetts, bye.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. The Stan Kenton Orchestra was considered to have been a very progressive and innovative swing band, featuring Kenton's complex and sophisticated compositions. The band was also notorious for its loud, powerful, brassy sound. Here's the Kenton Orchestra with Shoofly Pie, His Feet Too Big for De Bed, and Introduction to a Latin Rhythm.
An apple band already makes your eyes light up. Your thumb is here, hobby, shoe fly pie. An apple band already, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star. Shoe fly pie, an apple band already makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple band already, I never get enough of that wonderful star. Mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe-fly pie. An apple band dotty makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say a hottie, shoe-fly pie. An apple band dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful star. An apple band dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo shoo fly by. Shoo shoo fly by. Shoo shoo fly by. An apple band dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Fly by. Fly by. An apple band dotty.
Send him to school for it.
bed. His feet too big for the bed. No can see double, got plenty trouble. His feet too big for the bed.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on your radio. Although Jimmy Lunsford played several instruments, he did not play nor sing with his orchestra, but was the conductor only. This left him free to be more of a showman and entertainer on stage. He was quite humorous, provocative, and outrageous. The Lunsford Band was very choreographed, with all the members rocking in unison. Well, here's that orchestra with I'm a Heck of a Guy, Battle Axe, and Hi, Spook.
Mm-hmm. of a guy for a swell of a girl like you. I don't know why you love me like you do. I'm a barrel oyster for a pearl like you. It's plain to see there's lots of fellows better than me. Now there are plenty of guys who are better looking, plenty of guys who have lots more money, plenty of guys who may like your cooking much better than I do, honey. So if you say you love me, then I know love is blind. But if you insist on loving me, don't let me change your mind.
You're Swinging with the Doctor. Randy Brooks was born in Sanford, Maine in 1919. He began trumpet lessons at 6, and from age 11 through 14, he played in the band of teen idol Rudy Valley. Brooks played in many swing bands, but became famous with Les Brown's Band of Renown. He formed his own band in 1944. He suffered a stroke in 1950, which left him partially paralyzed. Brooks tried for many years to regain his skills, but had another stroke in 1961. He eventually, in 1967, died from smoke inhalation during a house fire at age 48. Another sad jazz story. This last set by the Randy Brooks Orchestra contains three songs by three different vocalists. Kay Allen on I Had a Wonderful Time in Columbus, Marjorie Wood on This Is It, and Harry Brooks on It's Never Too Late to Pray.
Has me crazy with gladness. It is. madness, this is it. No doubt, this is it.
Never too late to pray.
Better you learn today, little children, than have your own smart way.
Now be a happy soul with the righteous goal, 'cause it's never too late to pray. For some hard knocks are part of life's sweet story. Those stumbling blocks are stepping stones to glory.
If ever the time should be, little children, you'll find you're up a tree.
Look up and send for your only friend, 'cause it's never too late to pray. Never too late to pray. Gotta go now. You all know how. It's never too late to
join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.